So the topics we learned about today include slaughtering a bechor on Yom Tov and various laws related to checking a bechor for a mum on Yom Tov, in which cases this is permissible and in which cases it's forbidden. Discussion of the concept of muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos and whether there's a basis for this in halacha or not. So the key topics and concepts we learned about include bechor. The firstborn male of an ox, goat, or sheep has kedushas bechor, and it must be given to a kohen. It cannot be redeemed. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if the animal has no mum, the bechor must be brought as a korban during its first year. If the animal has a mum, it may be slaughtered and eaten during its first year, and it is mum and kohen. Now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, a kohen must take care of a bechor until it develops a mum. Alternatively, he may sell it, even if it has no mum, to a non-kohen who may eat it after it develops a mum. Muktzah, Muchan. The pasuk says, V'hoyev ayim hashishi, v'echinu eisa sheyeviyu, from which we learn that the provisions of Shabbos, as well as Yom Tov, must be prepared from the day before. This is not referring to the actual cooking or baking, but rather to a verbal or mental preparation or designation of items that are to be used for Shabbos or Yom Tov. These prepared items are called Muchan, and may be used on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If something is not prepared or set aside for use on Shabbos, it's called Muktzah, or set aside, and is the subject of a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda as to the status of these items for use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Reb Shimon holds that Muktzah is permissible on Shabbos, whereas Reb Yehuda holds that Muktzah is asr on Shabbos. Muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Something which was not Muktzah when Shabbos began, then became Muktzah on Shabbos, then once again became not Muktzah, is once again permitted, because ein Muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. If something became Muktzah on Shabbos for a certain reason, if that reason is no longer applicable, the item reverts to not being Muktzah. However, if the item was muktzah when Shabbos came in, then it remains muktzah for the entire Shabbos, regardless of any change in the item.